Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, the House was in session and passed a piece of legislation that would prevent illegals from using welfare benefits. Talk to us about this piece of legislation and why it was proposed and passed by the House.
To help prevent the fraudulent use of public assistance benefits, the House passed legislation this week to further crack down on welfare fraud by requiring proper documentation of citizenship and residency when applying for local and state benefits. Under House Bill 1095, individuals who apply for benefits directly must provide an acceptable form of identification or an affidavit certifying their citizenship. The bill would not change any eligibility criteria for the receipt of public benefits. It merely would update Pennsylvania law to ensure compliance with federal law. The bill would also prohibit individuals from possessing multiple access cards. Any person who violates this prohibition would be charged with a third-degree felony. House Bill 1095 now goes to the State Senate for their consideration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is upcoming this coming week, we're going to be honoring and talking about those who work in the manufacturing industry. Talk to us about what this is, what we're celebrating, and what's going on here.
Well, Pennsylvania Manufacturing Week will be observed September 30th through October 6th and will recognize the vital role that manufacturers play in our state's economy and the variety of job opportunities and career paths open to the next generation of Pennsylvania's workforce. In total, manufacturing has a statewide economic impact of $84 billion, and Pennsylvania has the eighth largest manufacturing industry in the United States. Throughout the week, Pennsylvania manufacturers and partners will hold events to give students and their families an inside look at today's modern manufacturing. Pennsylvania Manufacturing Week is part of a movement to build positive perceptions about manufacturing, draw attention to the variety of career opportunities available, and highlight the industry's important contributions to our economy. In helping to promote manufacturing, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives has spearheaded a new law to allow career and technical students to demonstrate proficiency on exams developed by the National Occupational Competency Testing Institute in lieu of depending on the traditional Keystone exams. Under Act 6 of 2017, students will have greater flexibility in meeting their high school graduation requirements so they can be ready to enter the workforce.
And finally, Representative, a topic that is a sad topic and a meaningful one we're trying to raise awareness of, and that's childhood cancer. Talk to us about this.
Absolutely. Very difficult situation for any family that's dealing with this. And because of that, the House has designated September 2017 as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It was passed by the House of Representatives this summer with unanimous bipartisan support. And House Resolution 382 is intended to bring awareness to childhood cancer, to encourage young Pennsylvanians who are fighting cancer, and to honor young people who have lost their lives to childhood cancer. This resolution also expresses gratitude to the doctors and nurses who provide special care to patients and families affected by childhood cancer and encourages all residents in this Commonwealth to join the fight against childhood cancer. An estimated 10,270 new cases are expected to be diagnosed in children under the age of 15 in the United States this year, and it still remains the leading cause of death for disease among children. But as a result of major treatment advances in recent decades, more than 80% of children with cancer now survive 5 years or more. This represents a significant increase in survival rates since the mid-1970s.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.